the first ever recorded Big Al Mac attack. We weren't able to do this during the morning show, but we did get it done last night.
For safety reasons.
You know what? We didn't want Al to die, so.
Oh, yeah. How much is that dog in the window?
We think of dogs. We think of cute little puppies.
Yeah.
Come here, puppy.
Yeah.
Come
here.
How much is that dog in the window?
The dogs that Al dealt with last night were train killing machines. That's what they are.
They were. I went out to the police academy where they train the dogs and train the police officers with the dogs and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And see, you know, the reservations that I had just were due to the fact that I normally don't do a stunt that has a high probability of personal injury.
I don't know, human bowling.
Well, yeah, there's
with
that.
The trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
But not a high probability. You know, the embarrassment factor is high, not the injury factor.
Right.
And I was really, really scared of this. But went out there and they...
Once you got that suit on, did you feel better? Like there's no way they can bite through this?
I knew there was no way I could outrun a dog at that point.
Uh-huh.
The suit is very right. restricting.
And
very
restricting. We have all that on tape.
And it smells like dog.
Yeah. Let me put this into perspective for you. Because I looked this suit up on the internet last night. They said it weighs 55 pounds.
Right.
Do you know that's less than those firefighters had a year ago when they were climbing up 80 stories, the World Trade Center?
I understand that.
They had 90 pounds of equipment
yes,
on.
I've worn that before. I know. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Al, you tried out to be a firefighter, right? You call it trying out?
Yeah, I did. I went through the physical agility test and took a little test and whatnot. Passed.
These people are walking down the stairs, you know, and they're highly anxious because of what's just happened. And they're going down, and they're out of breath, and they're winded, and they have to stop. I can't breathe. And these firefighters are walking
going up
another 50 stories.
With the suits on and hoses on and whatnot.
Amazing. Yeah.
Luckily, Al just had on.
Everybody's got whatnot, apparently.
Yeah.
Dogs had whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Whatnot.
Yeah.
So anyway,
whatnot's gotten so popular.
I love that band.
So on this first tape here, first piece of audio, the police officer is going to tell me about the dog.
All right.
Officer, could you tell me what type of dog this is and tell me how much he weighs, a little bit about him?
Okay, this is a Belgian.
It's one dog?
Each time.
One?
Kid. What?
Kid.
No, that's enough.
Like
the dog weighs 110 pounds, okay. man.
Why would you want him to be feasted upon?
Yeah.
Okay. I think one's enough.
All right. Feasted.
Belgian Malinois. Belgian Malinois. He's born and raised in Holland. His name is Arco. He weighs 109 pounds.
Oh, 109 pounds?
109. He's 6 years old.
When's the last time he ate?
This morning.
This morning.
Very, very small amount this morning. He's hungry.
Are they trained to kill?
No.
No.
In fact, there's only been one documented case where a police service dog has ever killed a human being in the United States.
When was that?
About 1979.
Yeah, it's when I was working at a radio station. We sent our guy out there to...
Well, see, if the man got killed, who would report it anyway?
You know.
Do for another one. Has this ever gone horribly wrong?
We've had a man knocked out. We've had people actually...
Knocked out? The dog knocked him out?
Yep.
The dog knocked him out?
Yes. Took him to the ground, hit his head on the ground, knocked him out.
Oh,
we've
Lord.
Had people's arms bit, fingers bit, faces bit.
How's that happen when you had a suit on? How you bite?
You're going to see when you put that suit on that if you don't draw your shoulders up and keep your hands in a fist, your hands and fingers will come down out of that suit.
What words of advice can you give me here?
I say keep your hands inside the suit, fingers up in a fist, and
you just did,
keep your shoulders drawn up.
Yeah, that's what
we'll
you just
right
said.
There on top of you if you go to the ground. Also, if you go to the ground, one of us you will immediately notice puts a leg across your head to protect your face.
There's nothing on my face.
Nope.
Well, let me think what that would look like if you're face up on the ground and he's got to put a leg over your face.
Dog, that'd be a
Did
lot
we get
better.
A picture of that?
That'd be a lot better than having a dog biting
Eat
on
your
my
face.
Nose.
Al's usually not in that position during the week.
I've never heard of a Belgian Malinois. I looked it up, and it looks a lot like a German Shepherd.
Looks
it
just
says.
Like a German Shepherd. Just like. And these dogs cost like $4,000.
Man.
That's before they're trained. This dog, oh, my God. It's bringing chills back to me just thinking about it. Because I knew I'm walking. This is how the first one takes place. I'm in a field, a huge field, with my back to the dog. And I get like a trotting start with this big suit on. That's as fast as I can go.
Yeah.
And I have no idea
when he's going to hit me.
I don't know if he's going to bark, if I'm going to hear him. I don't know what's going to happen.
Or if he's just going to jump on your back.
If he's going to jump on my back, and I hit the dirt.
And this next clip is you putting on the suit.
Okay. Yeah. Keep looking around, see if he's coming.
No, you'll know when he's coming. He'll give out the warning.
We will not sneak anything in on
him. We
guys.
Won't be here when he's coming. You'll hear him say, "Police canine, stop, or I'll send a dog." And you know that's about when he's coming.
So I'm gonna say stop.
Just, you go like this. Just this, all you're gonna be doing. Just pretending like you're moving.
All right.
Is that you cussing or is that changing? Yeah.
That's cussing.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, mercy. Huh?
Start running.
Start running?
That's my face in the dirt. That's my face in the dirt. Oh, he's on?
He's still screaming. Al, the dog never touched you.
All right, let's go. One, two,
he won't let go. He wouldn't let go.
Listen to him.
He's
the dog?
Taking his eyes off me.
You can hear him grunt.
Yeah, the man.
The first time, the dog...
Al took
me.
Off the outfit, and then the dog attacked him again. And
actually, kid,
you know what?
This next one.
He grabbed me on my armpit.
Really?
And then he's hanging on me. His feet are off the ground. He is
a 110-pound dog.
Hanging on my armpit. And he, without losing his grip, he let go and grabbed me again on my tricep.
Man. That's amazing.
And I felt him on my tricep. I felt teeth. I mean, the material was...
You felt the pressure.
Yeah, sure. And it was hurting.
You're going to feel just a little pressure?
Did they say anything about dogs when they attack? They go for the face, the neck? I mean, teach them where to attack?
They will just basically grab anything that they can.
Okay.
But I asked him, I said, you know, what do I need to make sure that's covered up? Like, what's going to prevent the dog from biting my face or my neck or something that he can't, that's not protected? He said nothing.
My face, my neck.
Nothing?
Nothing. Just make sure you kind of move those parts around so he can't get a grip.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, thanks.
Sounds
appreciate
good.
That. So now this next one.
You have to listen closely.
The next one is a little scarier. I'm in this house. It's pitch black. This is at the training academy.
It's another drill. Yeah.
And the dog has to find me. And I'm just propped up.
You're hiding.
I'm hiding in this house, and my face is up against a wall, and I'm just being so still and so quiet.
Oh, now, man. It's like the Blair Witch Project.
And the part that you can't hear, unfortunately, there's concrete floors. And you know the sound that the dog's paws make when they're on
the nails scratching?
And and my heart, while this dog is just... And that's all I can hear. And I know it's coming. Yeah. You know, sooner or later. He's gonna find.
Sounds kind of like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And I smell you, black man. I'm coming to get you.
All right. Let's be really quiet. All the right. Tape is on you. You have the recorder?
Yes.
You can hear the dog coming.
Okay. Yeah.
Real quiet. Big Al getting attacked.
Now we're going up in the house, and I'm going to hide somewhere. And he's going to smell me, I assume.
That's right.
So I'm going to hide right down this little hallway, and he's going to come in here and find me and latch on. Oh, man, I'm sweating like a pig in this suit. Oh, God. Oh, my heart's beating so fast.
Police officer, can I call you or send the dog?
Oh, damn. Oh,
this is your last warning. Police officer, can I call you or send the dog?
Okay, I'm not moving.
You should have fought him, Al.
I thought he was talking to the dog, Steph. I was so scared, man. He said, step forward. I said, get him to step forward. He was talking to me.
It is the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, he's a mean one. I might want to get this suit dry clean. It's a little... I think I peed in it.